Good morning. We're continuing with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we are learning as we have since the beginning of the week in memory of Leah Bas Ephraim. She should have an Aliyas Neshama from our efforts yesterday. We began our understanding, we continued our understanding more correctly, about how when we speak to Hashem, the most important thing that we have to do when we're setting up Kavana is to set for ourselves an understanding that we are speaking with Him. It's us and Him. And what exactly are we doing within our mission so that we can focus? So he says, it's hard to remember all this, says the Chovos HaLevavos. He says, Lufisha Yakasha Lanefesh Liskor Komasha Koza Beli Chibor V'Seder. Without having any attachment, it's really hard to connect and sustain attention for long periods in time to that which we cannot see or hold. That's why we're so blessed, says the Chovos HaLevavos, that our rabbis came along and wrote out tefillos for us. They gave us the format and the structure for us to be able to have our souls be accepted in front of the Creator. There's no need for busha, there's no need for an embarrassment, because we will be utilizing the same vehicles within our context. And so therefore, all we really need to do is open that siddur, open that prayer book, so that we're able to go ahead and just connect to God. You know, Rabbi Matisyahu Salomon points out, he says, in our world, everything goes so fast. And if we don't put our heads inside and use as many of our senses involved in concentration, even if we were involved in an academic pursuit, our minds would shift off schedule within a moment and a half. Certainly, when it comes to tefillah, which is a less intensive activity via the use of the mind, certainly one's mind will find itself moving here and there. Therefore, kol atzmo saito mana, we need to use our entire body. Many of the writers, the Stipler among others, tell us, put your finger on the place and pray. These are people who had tremendous minds, who were able to understand depths of prayer, and they still would daven from within the siddur with the finger on the place. The idea is simple, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. When we get ready to daven, the first thing we need to do to have success is to put the idea that we are now speaking in front of God and let our souls do the talking, and then actually open the siddur and do the talking, but do it from the format and structure and style that was set aside. Because our tefillah is really our own connection to Hashem. It's funny, I have a patient who believes very strongly in good, healthy competition. In fact, he believes he has to be the best at everything, especially of a religious nature. However, his problem is that the one area of life he cannot handle is the area of prayer. And he's always decided that that's been an exciting thing in his life. Why is it that he can't daven? Why is it that he finds such a major difficulty? I believe the answer is because he looks at everything as an outward competition. It's something that's on display. Prayer is not about outward competition. There is no one who davens better than somebody else. There are just those who daven and those who don't. Our job in life is to be of that particular side, the ones who just allow their souls to sing praise to Hashem, to allow their souls to cry out to Hashem, to allow one's soul to speak with Hashem. And there's a formula that helps us do that. If we do it, we do it without competition, and we do it without fanfare. Ideally, we do it in a group, because in a group, there's greater power. But if we make it our business, as we open that siddur, to just connect, and to keep ourselves focused so that connection can be sustained, how powerful our short moments of tefillah will be during the day, and how wonderful and meaningful our day will be. Have a terrific and wonderful day.